All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, yesterday was a very interesting day in the National Hockey League as we saw some trades going down and there was also a big-time free agency signing. And that signing is what I want to talk about today, as center Steven Stamkos has decided to remain with the Tampa Bay Lightning. Now, both sides came to an agreement on an 8-year contract that will pay the 6-time All-Star $8.5 million per year. Now, the Lightning are the only NHL team that Stamkos has been employed by. He was the first overall pick of the 2008 NHL draft, and he has lived up to the hype and then some. This is a guy, he's a 6-time NHL All-Star, like I said, 312 career goals, and that is already third on the franchise's list. You go back to the 2011-2012 NHL season where Stamkos was able to light the lamp 60 times. Now, he did have an injury this year and he did miss the postseason for the Lightning, and in his absence, the Tampa Bay Lightning were able to get back to the Eastern Conference Finals. Remember, this was a team in 2014 that made it all the way to the Stanley Cup Final, and they have a core intact that is ready to make that run back. You look at left winger Jonathan Druitt. You also look at left winger Andre Palat. You also look at goalie Ben Bishop, right winger JT Brown, and right winger Ryan Callahan, just to name a few. Now, there are some restricted free agents that the Lightning must take care of this summer. Center Alexander Killorn, along with right winger Nikita Kucherov. But you look at the Stamkos line with him, Druin, and Palat, and this is one of the better scoring lines in the Eastern Conference. And I tell you right now, this is a good day for the Tampa Bay Lightning, because you figure you have a small market franchise, and there were talks about bigger market teams looking to come in and get Steven Stamkos, bigger market teams such as the Detroit Red Wings. You also heard about the possibility of Stamkos going north and playing with the Toronto Maple Leafs, as he is a native of Ontario. But that is not the case right here. Stamkos is looking at it. He's going to get paid from the Lightning. And on top of that, he has a good chance to be hoisting that Stanley Cup pretty soon if he remains in West Florida. So I think this is a win-win for everybody involved. You look at the Lightning, they are now one of the premier teams in the NHL, and Stamkos is a guy that they can build around. I mean, don't get me wrong, the Lightning don't have the historical aspect that some of the older NHL teams have, but this is an organization that has been around now for more than 20 years, and they have had their fair share of quality players. You go back to Martin St. Louis, Vincent LeCavalier, who just retired, just to name a few, and Stamkos is right there in that mix. So I think this was a big-time move by Lightning General Manager Steve Yzerman to show the folks in West Florida that he is committed to winning, and not only that, Stamkos showing that he is committed to the Tampa Bay Lightning. So folks, that is going to wrap it up, and as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are the single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.